We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Parab Maras viewers, Parab means greetings in Armenian, a language spoken in Armenia, Iran, Georgia, Turkey, Azerbaijan, and many other countries by about 6 million people. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sagun Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guaranda, Channel 28 on Guaranda TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guatecha TV. And in Ubate, Channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. In Bogota, in Villamayor and Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Asoparapórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos. Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcoval. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, retired health practitioners volunteer their services to help the medically underserved in the United States. In environmental news, a Philippine banana company increases its area of organic farming. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 5th, is the birthday of His Majesty King Pomipon Aduyadeh the Great of Thailand, born in 1927. This auspicious day is also Thailand's National Day and Father's Day. His Majesty is the longest ruling monarch in the world, reigning since 1946. This very special day is celebrated by the whole nation with prayers for their beloved monarch and with a grand and vibrant festival. His Majesty is well known for his diverse talents as an accomplished inventor, artist, composer, and jazz musician, among others. With deep concern, His Majesty has adopted homeless dogs and encourages others to do the same. May Buddha's immense blessings be with Your Majesty King Pomipon Aduyadeh the Great for excellent health and a most peaceful and joyous birthday. Best wishes for the gentle people of Thailand to jubilantly partake in the festivities of this blissful occasion and also have a wonderful National Day and Father's Day.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Indonesia. In late October, a massive 7.7 magnitude earthquake hit off the western coast of Sumatra, Indonesia, followed minutes later by a huge 3-meter tsunami that resulted in the loss of about 450 lives and displacement of nearly 15,000 others, along with widespread destruction across several Mentawai Islands.
With deep sorrow and her prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $10,000 in emergency aid, asking that our nearby association members please go to help the most desperate. With an additional contribution of $7,000 from our association members, our Indonesian association members began the relief work as soon as conditions permitted. The combined $17,000 could acquire $197,000 in urgent materials if obtained in the United States based on Indonesia's cost of living.
Upon consulting with the Indonesian Red Cross Society, the relief team purchased vegan food items including biscuits, instant noodles, green beans, and rice, along with tents, clothing, kitchen utensils, and medicine. After flying to Pattaya Island, they rented a boat to distribute the items. Although travel was hindered by high tides, inclement weather, and periodic engine trouble, the relief team and supplies finally reached the Mentawai Island of North Pagai. Our association members proceeded to the Sikakap Clinic, where they gave the staff medicine to treat the storm victims.
After checking with the West Sumatra Disaster Management Agency to see which villages had not yet received aid, they used two small boats to deliver the relief items to eight villages in North and South Pagai Islands. At Mung Tei Baru Baru Village, residents were in disbelief that anyone would come to directly bring them help, as normally only helicopters dared to land on the island. Our association members discovered later that it was only after they successfully arrived at this village that a large ship carrying other relief aid also came to Mung Tei Baru Baru. Throughout the mission, the relief recipients said they were very touched by Master's gifts and wished to thank her for her love and blessings.
We are grateful for the help of the Indonesian Red Cross Society and West Sumatra Disaster Management Agency, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional support and our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. With Allah's blessings, may all those affected smoothly recover their regular day-to-day lives, as we pray that such devastations are minimized through humanity's more caring stewardship of the ecosphere.
Storms pummel Australia. Unseasonably torrential rains deluged New South Wales and Queensland, destroying crops and prompting state emergency service officials to call in helicopters and sandbags in preparation for flooding on Friday, December 3rd. In Queensland, one man lost his life when he was swept away in the overflowing Lockyer Creek, while 14,000 residents in the town of Emerald were stranded. In the western part of New South Wales, which was facing the wettest launch of a summer in 70 years, the government declared a natural disaster as several towns were isolated by floodwaters, including parks where 106 millimeters of rain fell in just 5 hours. In the state's south, the Murrumbidgee River and its tributaries continued to rise, putting the towns of Gundagai, Wagga Wagga, and Jugian on high alert. The unusual precipitation also threatened crops such as wheat, barley, canola, chickpeas, and lupins. Visiting the affected regions, New South Wales Emergency Services Minister Steve Wan said, "This is simply devastating to farmers who, after 10 years of drought, will now see one-sixth of their crop lost to rain."
Expressing her love and sympathies, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please ask government officials or agencies if help is required, and to go if possible to assist the flood-afflicted. She also said that financial aid is available as needed.
"Our appreciation, State Emergency Service and all personnel working to assist the flood-affected people, as we are also grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt concern. It saddens us to know of the life lost, and we pray that such weather extremities are alleviated as we strive for gentler regard of all beings on the planet."
Homes swept away by Sri Lanka floods. Continued torrential rains in southern Sri Lanka caused waters in the Lunugamwehera and Wirrawila reservoirs to reach spill levels, forcing officials to open their sluice gates. Hundreds of families were evacuated as more than 100 homes downstream were washed away. Police in the town of Tisama Harawa also directed motorists toward alternative routes as the highway became inundated, seriously disrupting transportation. On Saturday, Victoria Reservoir and the Mahaweli River began to spill over for the first time since 2006, which could affect two other downriver reservoirs.
When floods in these regions were first reported in late November, Supreme Master Ching Hai had asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if any help was needed. Saying that funds are available for emergency aid, she also requested that they go, if possible, to assist the most vulnerable, sending her love and prayers. "Our thankfulness for the precautionary measures of the Sri Lankan officials, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's attentive concern. May such calamities soon subside as humanity transitions toward more conscientious and eco-stabilizing ways."
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. "Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice."
Palestinian Hamas leader accepts new terms for peace with Israel. Ismail Haniyeh, leader of the Hamas party in Gaza, Palestine, held a rare press conference in which he stated the Hamas group would abide by the outcome of a vote amongst Palestinians on a future peace treaty with Israel. Mr. Haniyeh stated, "We will accept the outcome of any referendum, even if it contradicts our policies and convictions." He asked that such a proposal include Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank, as well as those living outside the region in places such as refugee camps in Lebanon. He also emphasized that the Hamas party's policies in Gaza included encouragement toward all parties to promote diplomacy with Israel and abide by a lasting ceasefire. "Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency, for your willingness to abide by a majority vote to advance harmonious Israeli-Palestinian relations. May such a declaration bring closer the day that brotherly relations and lasting peace prevail across the Middle East."
Uganda to provide educational safe havens for girls. President Yoweri Museveni on Wednesday, December 1st, announced plans to construct boarding schools in the Sebei region that would provide both education and sanctuary for vulnerable girls. The students will be able to stay at the school during the academic session as well as holidays until they are old enough to maintain their own independence. Girls living nearby would also be able to spend their vacation times at the schools. Remarking that the practice of circumcision is ungodly, President Museveni stated, "How can you oppose God? God wired human beings the way He wanted them to be. You cannot be more clever than God to change His creation." The president went on to encourage association among those currently performing circumcision so that they could be offered training for alternative sources of income, and that the region would be provided with harvesters to more easily grow the staple grain of wheat. "Your Excellency and Uganda, we respectfully laud these forward-thinking initiatives to benefit the nation's young women. Blessed be such programs in providing opportunities for many Ugandan girls to blossom in dignity, happiness, and self-respect."
Her Holiness Sri Dayamata respectfully remembered. The revered spiritual leader passed away at the age of 96 in California, USA on Monday. Appointed in 1955 as the spiritual successor to Paramahansa Yogananda after his passing, Sri Dayamata, whose name means Mother of Compassion, was one of the first women in contemporary times to lead an international religious movement. She went on to serve for more than half a century as the president of the Self-Realization Fellowship / Yogoda Satsanga Society of India, or SRF / YSS, originally founded by Sri Yogananda. Her Holiness helped oversee the international training of followers in ashrams across the globe as she worked to carry out Sri Yogananda's ideals. Among the virtues that she upheld was the universal importance of meditation, as she once stated, "If we turn our consciousness within, in deep meditation, communing with God even a little bit every day, we begin gradually to experience that love which is our real nature. Feeling love within ourselves, it is very easy to give it to others. We offer our condolences for the loss of Her Holiness Sri Dayamata, whose illuminating legacy will continue to inspire countless lives. May her serene spirit be welcomed into heaven's everlasting love and light."
Aid worker and colleague freed. Dutch national Peter Oosterhuis, a physiotherapist detained with his Afghan colleague 6 weeks ago while working for the humanitarian aid agency Streams Afghanistan in Takhar, was released on Thursday, December 2nd. A team of 10 experts commissioned by Streams Afghanistan were credited with negotiating the safe release of the two men. "We are relieved to know of your freedom, Mr. Oosterhuis and associate, as we join in heartfelt thanks for the efforts of the negotiating team and support of Streams Afghanistan, wishing you both joyful reunions with eagerly awaiting family and friends." Save our planet. Central China water levels near record lows due to drought. In November, the Flood Control and Drought Relief Headquarters of Hunan Province began releasing water from upstream reservoirs in efforts to restore water to the near-dry Shangjiang River in Changsha City. From October to November, the river basin received only 28 millimeters of rainfall, or 69% less than average, causing water levels to descend below the minimum supply level.
In some parts, the river is completely dry, endangering the drinking water safety and sustainability of nearby communities. With no precipitation forecast in the near future, provincial officials also began discussing construction of emergency water intake points toward the middle of the river. Meanwhile, prolonged drought in the northwestern Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region has prompted recommendations for a pipeline to divert seawater from the coast of the eastern Bohai Sea, thousands of kilometers away. These dry conditions in the nation follow record water lows that were already seen in 2009.
"We are thankful for the efforts of the Chinese government to provide fellow citizens with adequate amounts of precious water. Our prayers that the affected areas are soon relieved with blessed rains as we step in unison towards sustainable measures that restore the Earth's equilibrium."
Ever concerned for humanity's welfare, Supreme Master Qinghai highlighted the grave tolls of climate change, as well as the most effective solution in a video message for a June 2009 conference in Mexico.
"We have drought, desertification. Precious freshwater supplies are also drying up, such as aquifers under the major cities of Beijing, Delhi, Bangkok, and dozens of other regions, such as the Midwestern United States, while the River Ganges Jordan, Nile, and Yangtze have been reduced to a trickle for much of the year. In China, worst drought in 5 decades. Vital crops were lost in at least 12 northern provinces, costing the nation billions of U.S. dollars in drought relief to farmers with losses. It might not be that early, but it's still not too late. We still can rescue our home, planet home. Okay, number one solution is vegan, organic vegan. Adopting a plant-based diet can halt as much as 80% of global warming, eradicate world hunger, stop war, promote peace, and it will free up the earth's water, as well as many other precious resources, offering a lifeline for the planet and for humanity.
Save Our Planet, a study conducted by U.S. researchers in Africa, finds that crop rotation practices such as alternating corn with shrubby legumes can help maintain nutrient-rich soil and increase productivity up to nearly 25%, thereby improving food security.
Save Our Planet. U.S. researchers report that plans to inject carbon dioxide for storage deep underground as a way to reduce greenhouse gases entering the atmosphere could in fact leak into aquifers in some locations, contaminating drinking water supplies.
Save Our Planet. The world's largest solar-powered boat, the Torinor, and her crew of six arrived successfully in Cancun, Mexico, wishing to demonstrate for the UN Climate Conference that alternative sources of energy are the way of the future.
Save Our Planet. A Swedish researcher finds that a law to charge for plastic bags in China, implemented 2 years ago, has resulted in a 50% drop in their use.
I'm Crookie, the vegan frog. Today I have a household tip to share. If you are looking to improve the lighting in your kitchen or work area, you may want to consider LED, light emitting diode, low power under cabinet lighting. Check a home improvement store for easy to install models. It's a bright way to save energy when you want more light. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather around the world.
Thank you.
and the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Hungary. In the setting of the historic picturesque town of Tata, Hungary, our association members held the Me and the Earth Vegan Health Festival. Scientists, including the distinguished Dr. Gabor Vida of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, spoke on the ecological crisis our planet is facing. Others discussed the harmful effects of the livestock industry and its link to global warming.
Azt akarjuk, hogy hosszabb távon fennmaradjunk itt a Földön, és ne tegyük tönkre az utódaink előtt a környezetünket, akkor csökkentenünk kell a fogyasztásunkat, spóroló és mértéktartó életmódot kell folytatnunk, többek között a vega célkitűzések is ezt célozzák meg.
Nutrition experts talked about the many benefits of the plant-based lifestyles for our health and its role in halting climate change.
Could you tell us what you learned today from the seminars?
It really changed my mind in a way that I really never thought that vegetarianism can have such a big effect to the world.
In addition, samples of traditional Hungarian foods prepared the vegan way, such as veggie meatballs and stuffed cabbage leaves, were offered to delighted guests.
Ízlettek a vegetáriánus ételek?
Igen, valamennyi ételt szinte végig kóstoltam, és mindegyik nagyon finom volt, és a környezetemben levők is, nek is mindegyik étel ízlett.
Ízlettek-e a professzor úrnak az itt felkínált vegán ételek?
Nekem ízlettek, mindegyik nagyon kiváló volt, talán egészségesebb körülmények között élni, hogyha megpróbáljuk ezeket a húskészítményeket csökkentettebben, vagy egyáltalán tovább fogyasztani.
May benevolent vegan choices lead us to a tranquil and love-filled world.
In health news, retired medical professionals volunteer to provide free health care to those in need. Clinic by the Bay in San Francisco, USA, offers medical services at no charge to individuals 18 years of age or over who otherwise could not afford to visit a physician. This is the 82nd Health Center of the Volunteers in Medicine Network, which is dedicated to caring for the medically underserved. The nonprofit's philosophy is to respect and honor the inherent dignity of each person visiting the facilities. God bless you, Clinic by the Bay and Volunteers in Medicine, for your selfless service to cherished brethren. May many precious individuals be benefited by your kind and altruistic endeavor. Up next on Noteworthy News, organic practices help a Philippine banana company increase its yield. We're going to thank God for all the diversity on our planet. Stay tuned for more praiseworthy news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, fortunate news for a lucky world. In environmental news, a Philippine banana exporting company expands its area of organic farming. Tagum Development Corporation, or TADECO, in southern Mindanao has also seen an increase in the number of farmers practicing organic methods since they were introduced about 2 years ago. Senior employees of the company have stated that the plants cultivated in this manner are more resilient and with higher yields compared to non-organic. Kudos, Tagum Development Corporation, for adopting earth-friendly farming methods. May organic agricultural practices be embraced by all for a flourishing and long-lasting planet.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Jamaican entitled Belongings.
When the plane land, the plane woman say, beg you to make sure say uno take the oil and uno sinting them. And if uno go left nothing, beg you to make sure say a sinting way worthwhile.
And now for our viewers' heartline on leaders preserving our future, pace and priorities on climate change, which aired live on Supreme Master Television in October 2010.
I was deeply moved while listening to the story of the Fry family from South Africa. Their love and care for the animals are an example for all of us. Like Mr. Fry, I do believe that entrepreneurs can successfully switch to a more eco-conscious way of investing and can still make substantial profits or much more under new paradigms more suitable for a coming new age. Thank you so much for airing this climate change conference live. Susan from Montreal, Canada.
Eco-loving Susan, thank you for your note. The Fry family is certainly inspirational. We pray many more people take the noble path of earning a livelihood and protecting our animal friends and earth at the same time. May heaven's light shine on you and the welcoming people of Canada.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Astvats Ortne, which means God bless in Armenian.
May radiant peace and happiness illuminate your life.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Former U.S. Secretaries of State Colin Powell, Henry Kissinger, George Shultz, Lawrence Eagleburger, and James Baker all sign a statement of support for congressional ratification of the U.S.-Russia Nuclear Arms Reduction Accord, known as the New START Treaty.
Reciprocating a decision made by Albania earlier this year, Serbia announces the lifting of visa requirements for all Albanian travelers.
During her visit to Uzbekistan, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton meets with President Islam Karimov, where the two agree to increase their country's cooperation in science and technology.
In commemoration of Myanmar's National Day, Burmese democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi calls on all political parties, civil servants, and fellow citizens to work toward unity and reconciliation.
The U.S. National Employment Report for November 2010 shows improved employment, with 93,000 jobs gained in the private sector, indicating the biggest increase in 3 years.
The Malaysian government announces plans to establish more shelter homes to assist and protect single mothers and their children, along with educational classes on parenting responsibilities.
The United Nations Mission in Sudan, or UNMIS, provides a 4-day training for junior officers at the Malakal prison, teaching them prisoners' rights according to international law so they can apply this knowledge in working with inmates.
Thailand donates $100,000 to Indonesia to assist the more than 65,000 individuals affected by the recent tsunami on the Mentawai Islands in West Sumatra.
The Italian government launches special scholarships to support the children of crime victims, as well as children of police and other officials who gave their lives for their country.
U.S. President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama host a celebration of the Jewish holiday Hanukkah at the White House, with traditional prayers and a menorah candle lighting ceremony.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.